All right, Shavuot say good morning. Let's begin. Afreilichem Purim. A lot to do today. Incredible, incredible daf ahead of us. Today's daf is Kuf Yud Dalet 114. And we are going to pick up from Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis 113b. We'll actually pick up six lines up from the bottom. Middle of the line, Itzmar. We began this case yesterday, but let's begin it again. Itzmar, Hamavashel, Chelev, B'Cholov. Person goes ahead and cooks Chelev. In chalav, chalav of course is forbidden fat, in milk. So the shayla of course is, what's the violation of Rabbi? I'm Rabbi Yassi, machlokes, chadam ar loke, v'chadam ar ein loke. One says you get malkis, one says you don't. Leima b'hakam, if you're supposed to say, what are they arguing about? So perhaps talking about the following. Demandam ar loke, kasavar isser chalal isser. The mandam who says you get malkis, holds isser chalal isser, that the isser basar b'chalav could devolve upon the chalav. And the opinion who says that you don't get malchus, so ultimately again he says mandamar inaloka kasavar in iser chalal iser. He holds that halacha lemaisa iser cannot devolve upon iser. Okay, to which the Gemara says rejects that. Lo, yichuli alma in iser chalal iser. Everyone agrees that iser is not chalal iser. Then when something is aser, another layer of iser cannot devolve upon it. So what's happening over here? Therefore, based on that, achilat kuli amalo pligidlo lucky. Everyone will agree that for eating chalev cooked with milk, for eating it, you will not get malchus. Why not? You will not get malchus abasa b'chalev. Why aren't you going to get malchus abasa b'chalev? Because you're already getting malchus for chalev, right? And therefore, halacha l'maisa, the additional isra is not chal. Good. So what do they argue about? To which the Gemara says, ki pligi abishal. Where do they argue about? About the halacha if you cook chalev with chalev. Listen to this. Mandam or loka, the mandam who says that you're going to get malchus, he'll say why? Chadi suruhu. But he'll say, of course you get malchus, why? There's no iser chalal iser over here, why? Because there's no iser to go ahead and be mevashel, chalev, and chalav. There's no such iser like that. Therefore, again, because of that, the iser of basar b'chalav has room to come about. Umandam or inaloka, the other opinion is you don't get malchus, lahachi afgarach manda lachila b'lashon bishal. We will say, even though the Torah phrases the Isser of Basar B'chalav as Lo Sevashel, we understand ultimately again that the Torah is actually really primarily Asering Achila, but yet it's calling Achila Bishol to teach you what top of Kuf Yudalid, Kevan Dal Achila Lo Loki, to teach me that if I'm not going to get Malkus for Achila, a bishul nami lo lucky. I won't get malchus for bishul either. So since everyone in this construct is agreeing that you do not get malchus for the consumption of basar b'chalav when it comes to cooking chalav and chalav together, why? Because halacha l'maisa ein iser chalal iser, so you will not be chayiv ultimately again for chalav and chalav as well. Okay, first possibility. Vigadamri, plus another possibility, is abishal koli amalo pligi lucky. Everyone agrees that you get malchus for the bishul. Keep ligi, so where do they argue? Achila, when it comes to consumption, manda amra ina loke, daha in isir chalal isir. The one who says you don't get malchus, he'll say very simple, in isir chalal isir, manda amra loke, the one who says you do get malchus, what will he say? This is why the Torah goes in and purposely phrases a prohibition of achila in a lashon of bishul to teach you. To teaching that in any case we're ultimately what? I will be chayiv for the bishul, like in this case of chalav and chalav, I'll be chayiv ultimately again for achila as well. Okay, another interpretation, v'baisim, another possibility, says the Gemara, mar amar chada, umar amar chada, v'lo pligi. Mostly the other possibility is that each one of these individuals said one thing, and ultimately, again, they're not arguing. Take a look at Rashi, mar amar chada, tap Rashi, man damar loke, kai abishol, dechadi surhu, uman damar eina loke, kai achila. So we'll say, so it could very well be that ultimately, again, they're actually agreeing. The one who says you get malchus is referring to malchus on the bishul, and the mandam who says that your pater will ultimately hold that you are pater on the achila. And I will say, ultimately, again, that seems to be the way that is with Raman Paskins in this case, that if you cook chalev and chalav together, you will get malchus ultimately again for, you will get malchus for the bishul, right? You won't get malchus for the achila. Why? Based on the premise of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. Therefore, again, you'll get Malkus ultimately for the Bishul because there's no pre-existing Isser. But you won't get Malkus for the Achila because there is a pre-existing Isser. Good. Says the Gemara Meisei, where's the Kasha to this? Hamivashal b'meichal apatas. We'll say, this is actually going to be a very interesting discussion that we're going to spend some time on next week about the status of Meichalav. Meichalav is whey. Whey, W-H-E-Y, whey. When you make cheese, right, so ultimately, again, so the curdled milk sinks to the bottom or stays where it is, and there is like a watery, milkyish substance that floats to the top. That watery, milkyish substance is called whey. So the Gemara says, halacha we call it, in Gemara we call it mechalav. So mechalav, so what's talacham? Vashu mechalav, so we'll say, so what happens if you go ahead and, you cook in mechalav, you cook basar in mechalav. So we'll say, so this is not typical chalav, this is the way, what's the halacha? Says the Gemara, pater, your pater. So the Gemara says, dam shebishlu b'chalav pater. So let's analyze this a little bit. So the Gemara says, dam shebishlu b'chalav pater. Similarly, if you cook dam in milk, you're pater. Hat samos vagidin hakarayim v'atafayim shebishlu b'chalav pater. If you cook bones or sinews, horns, hoofs in milk, you're pater. Because we'll say those things don't have the status of basar. Hapigol v'hanoser v'hatamish shebashlan b'chalav chayif. But also, if you take things which are sacrificially unfit, right, and you cook them in chalav, you will be chayiv, because at the end of the day, halacha l'maisa, those are considered to be basar. So the Gemara says, hay tana savar iser chal al iser. So listen to this, Rabosei. So what do you, so again, what's the issue here? Why is this a meisvei? Because Rabosei, you begin to see, pigol, nosar, tame. These are items that are already aser. Yet, what did we just say? That if you cook them in milk, you're going to be chayiv al basar b'chalav. We'll say that contradicts what we just said before. Why? Because what did we just say before? Ein iser chal al iser. Yet here it's clear that iser chal al iser, to which the Gemara says, not a kasha, hay tana savra iser chal al iser. We'll say, we know this is a machlokes, right? It's a machlokes. So, okay, so the Gemara says it's just two different opinions. Good. Next. Hamavashal mechalav pater. So let's go back to the whey case. If you go ahead and you cook meat, in way, you cook meat in mechalav, your potter. So we'll say, misayei alei the Reish Lakish. So this seems to support the position of Reish Lakish. What does Reish Lakish say? Disnan. We learned, mechalav, harehin kechalav. Ultimately, again, way has the status of milk. Vahamochal, harihu kishemen. And I will say, the mochal, Rashi says, is mashke hazov min hazesim. It's the liquid which oozes out of olives. So we'll say, so again, the common denominator over here is that mechalav, the whey, is like the liquid that oozes out of milk, so to speak. The mochal is the liquid that oozes out of the olives. And therefore, again, what it's saying is mechalav is like chalav, mochal is like shemen. One second. When do we say that mechalav is like chalav, Rabosai? That's only to go ahead and be machshes. I remember again, in order for seeds to become a kabel tzoma, what has to happen? They have to have contact with what? With a liquid. So when do we say that mechalav is like so milk is one of the seven liquids. Milk is one of the seven liquids. So therefore, again, what the Gemara says, mechalav is like chalav, the Gemara suggests that's dafka for what? To be machshir zuraim. Aval inyan bishul basar b'chalav, mechalav einan kechalav. But I will say regarding basar b'chalav, right, if you go out and you cook meat in whey, you go out and you cook meat ultimately again in, you cook meat in this mechalav, halacha l'maisa, that will not be asr. Again, I will say we're going to spend some more time on that. Tan rabbanan, b'chalav imo, right, the pasuk says, lo tzeva shel gedi b'chalav imo, you can't go ahead and cook. You can't cook meat in the mother's milk. Ainli ella b'chalav imo. I only know ultimately again that it's in the mother's milk. B'chalav para v'racha minayin. How do I know? Say lav dafka just the mother's milk. How do I know? Also in the milk of a cow, in the milk of a sheep, in other words, in the milk of other animals. Amrit kavachomer. What's we see a kavachomer? What's the kavachomer? Uma imo shelo neesra imo b'harba neesra imo b'bishol. So we'll say again, if you were to go ahead and mate the mother and the child together, right? If you were to do that, there's no issue of kilayim, right? There's no issue ultimately of grafting species. Yet, ne'esra imo b'bishol, yet the halacha is that you can't cook the mother and the child together. In other words, what it really means over is you can't cook the mother's milk together with the child, together with the baser. Para barachal shenesri imo barba, eno din shenesri imo bishulo. So then I will say other animals where there's an isser of grafting, right? There certainly would be an isser of what? Of using their milk to cook the meat of the kid. Eno din shenesri imo bishul tamadlo marba chalavimo. Therefore, what we learn from the pasuk, Chalav Imo indeed backs up this assertion that halacha lemaisa, again, Chalav Imo means, that's an example of the milk. That's an example of the milk. But halacha lemaisa, the milk of all animals ultimately will be prohibited. Vaha lamalikra, but I will say, why do I need a pasuk? After all, again, asile, so the must be clear now without the pasuk. And if you don't need the pasuk, why rely on the pasuk? Amar vashim shum di'ika lemeimar me'ikara, the dina pircha. Because we'll say the truth is there's a pircha on this. We'll say first wide line, kuf yud dalit amad aleph. First wide line, 114a. What's the pircha? Meicha kamai sisla meimo. Because we're learning it out from the mother. Malimo, shekein ne'esarim abushchita. See, we'll say the mother and the child relationship has an additional chumra. What's the additional chumra? You can't shecht the mother and the offspring on the same day. Yet, tomar bepara shalo ne'esrei ma'bishchita. But when it comes to other animals, right? Remember, again, there is no prohibition of shechting. There's no prohibition of shechting other animals on the same day as this kid. To which the Gemara says, Tamad lomar b'chalavimo. Different will say, the pasuk comes to teach me additionally chalavimo. So what we're doing is we're broadening the definition of chalavimo. To teach me that halacha l'maisa, chalavimo does not only apply ultimately to what? To the actual milk of the mother, but rather chalavimo also applies to what? General milk as well. Tanya idach, another braisa that supports this. B'chalavimo, pasuk says, don't cook the kid in the mother's milk. How do I know that this halacha bas b'chalav applies to what? Also to the milk of the kid's older sister. Okay, meaning a sibling animal. To which the Gemara says, Amrit kavachomer. I can say it's a kavachomer. Uma imo shenichnasa ladir lehis aser ne'esrei mo b'bishol. So we'll listen to this. It's actually quite interesting. Meister behema. Meister behema. The halacha is you have to tithe animals. They both say, now the idea is you tithe, you have to tithe ideally from the same cohort. Right? What does that mean? From all the animals born in the same year. It's first mission of Shoshana. Right? Ab Rosh Hashanah. That's why I have Rosh Hashanah ultimately again for Maestris. So ultimately again, you want to go out and tithe animals from the same chronological cohort. So it's interestingly enough, in the animal kingdom, there are many animals that ultimately have the ability to give birth within the first year of their life. So interestingly enough, you could have a situation of a mother and child born in the same Meiser Behema cohort. Really interesting. I will say, this is you could use this at your Purim Suda today. I'm saying like if there's a lull in conversation. So by the way, therefore again, you could have a situation where the mother and child are part of the same Meiser Behema cohort. So the Gemara says, Uma imo shenichnasa ladir lehis aser ne'esrei mo b'bishul. So I will say, so the mother who could literally go into the same pen as the offspring for Meiser Behema, yet is assured with the child in terms of Bishul, i.e. its chalav is assured with the child. Achoso, shalom nichnasei molodir lehis aser ino din shenesrei mo b'bishul. Certainly, again, the older sister, right, the older animal, the older sibling, which cannot be counted in the same Meiser. See, these, because we'll say, that's not going to happen, that they're going to be born within the same year, right? So therefore, again, halacha l'maaseh, they can't be counted as Meiser Behema together. Eino din shenesrei mo b'bishul. Certainly, again, the older sister's milk should be usher with the younger brother's baser. Tamud lomar b'chalavimo. Therefore, we're going to say, and therefore, in this case, tamud lomar means over here, it's backing up the assertion. Therefore, you're right, the pasuk of chalavimo doesn't mean to limit it to the mother's milk, but rather is coming to include other forms of milk as well. Ay, v'halam alikra. Ay, but why don't you need the pasuk at all? Ha, asile. Again, it's clear, we'll say, why don't you need the pasuk? I'm learning that from the kavachomer. To which the Gemara says, Ravashi mishum de'ika le'meimar, meikar de'dina pircha. Because we'll say, the truth is, the kavachomer has a pircha on it. What's the pircha on the kavachomer? So meicha kamai sila, where are you learning it out from? Me'imo, from the mother. Mali imo shekei ne'esrei mo b'shchita. We'll say, again, the mother has a chumra. What's her chumra? You can't shecht her and the gedi on the same day. Tomer ba'achos gedol shenesrei mo b'shchita. That chumra does not apply to the older sister animal. Tamud lomar b'chalavimo. Therefore, we'll say, the pasuk says, in the mother's milk. So therefore, again, we'll say, all the same drushes Right? The drushas ultimately again are teaching us that halacha lamaisa chalav imo does not just mean the mother's milk, but rather again it refers really to a broader category of milk from an animal. Ashkichan achoso gidola. Fine. So now we've established that the isra basa b'chalav applies to the milk of the older sister. Achosa kitana minayin. What about the younger sister? Asya mibene. So we'll say the truth is we can learn it out from between both of them. Mehai tisi. So which one should we learn it out from? Tisi mi'imo. See if you learn it out from the mother. Mali mon shikei nasra ma'bushchita. So we'll say you can't really learn it out from the mother. Why? Because the mother has a chumrah. What's the chumrah of the mother? That she is usher together on shchita on the same day as the offspring. Achosa gidola tokiach. So we can learn from achosa gidola. Malachosa gidola. Shelo nichnasei maladir lis asen. So achosa gidola also has a chumrah. What's the chumrah we'll say? She can never be part of the same chronological cohort for Meister Behema. So imo tokiach. Okay, we can learn from the mother, because the mother can go ahead and be part of the same chronological cohort for Meister Behema, but the mother has her own chumrah, we'll say, which is what? That halacha lemaisa, you can't shecht her on the same day as the child. V'chazra din lo rizekri zeh, v'lo rizekri zeh, zeh tzad ha-shav v'shem, so what is the common denominator? Shehu basar, v'asar levashal b'chalav. We'll say the common denominator is that the gdi is basar, these other animals provide milk, and it is usher to cook the basar of the gdi in the milk of these animals. Af ani avi achoso kitana shu basar va'asar labash. So we'll say, so the common denominator between the mother and the older sister is that both of them provide milk, ultimately, again, in which it is usher to cook the basar of the animal. Therefore, I will come to include the basar, ultimately, the milk of the younger sister, that'll also be usher alt basar b'chalof. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, why don't you learn out the halacha concerning achosa gidol, the older sister, from this same limud as well? Inachinami, you're right, we can. If that's the case, ella b'chalav imo lamali. So we'll say, if that's the case, that I can learn out all of these halachos just simply from this tzad hasheva thing, from this common denominator, then what do I do with the pasuk ultimately of chalav imo? What do I darshan from that? To which the Gemara says, you need it for the following braisa. B'chalav imo, the pasuk says, you can't cook the kid in its mother's milk. Ainli ella b'chalav imo, I only know that that's true with the milk of the mother. Omer Bezer was saying, he ba'atzma b'chalba minayim. This is actually quite interesting. What about cooking the kid in its own milk? Right? He ba'atzma b'chalba minayim. So I say, so again, this is actually an interesting thing to ponder. So we've established, Rabosai, is that the prohibition of chalav will ultimately apply to all of these other animals. Okay? So we've established, again, the mother. We've established the child. We've established the older sister, the younger sister. We've established para Rachel. Here's an interesting question. Hiatzma b'chalba minayin. What about, again, the animal itself in its own milk? What's the halacha? So the Gemara says, Amrit kavachomer. Uma b'makom, so we'll say, here we go. Amit kavachomer. We'll say second line, kuf yedalet amit beis. Uma b'makom shlo ne'esar pri im pri b'shchita. So we'll say, if you have a situation where there is no prohibition to shecht a pri with a pri. We'll say, what does that refer to? This is Rashi a little bit further down on the daf. Rashi says, sheshochtin shnei b'nei para achas b'yomech. Remember, the halacha is, you can check, let's say you have a mother animal, you have two daughters, we'll call it, two daughter cows. Right, so we'll say, so what's the halacha? The halacha is you could go ahead and check those two daughters on the same day. Okay, we know that. The only prohibition is the mother and the child. So we'll say, so now watch this. Amrit kavachomer. So we'll say the pre is called the offspring of the mother. That's called the pre. So you can check the pre with another pre in shchita. Ne'esar pre ima in b'shchita. So ultimately, again, the pre is with the mother. So we'll say the offspring and the mother cannot be shechted on the same day. Makom sheneesar pre in pre bebishol. So we'll say in the case where the pre is usher to be mavashlet with another pre, which we'll say means what? So the two peros in this case is one pre is the gdi, another pre is the milk, because both are considered to be the peros of the mother animal. Right, so you hear the Lashonos over here. So the gdi is the pre of its mother, the milk is the pre of the mother as well. So we'll say in the case b'makom shene'esar pre in pre bebishol, eino din shene'esar pre im ha'im bebishol. So too again, I will say what halacha lemaisa, the pre, the offspring, ultimately again will be usher with the mother as well in bishol. Tamud lomar b'chalev imo. Therefore, I will say the pasuk says that what
with the milk of the mother. So therefore, the Gemara says, halam likra, but one second, why do I need a pasuk? Rabbi Yossi, you just proved about the mother's milk from a kal v'chomer. So why do I need ultimately again the pasuk? To which the Gemara says, lam likra, ha'asile, amrev achtabai bar'ami, mishum di'ikalameimar sus ben susya. Listen to these. It's actually very interesting cases. Because we'll say the truth is, this is applications for a different situation. What's a different situation? If you have this horse, the son of a horse, achi parda, who has a brother that's a mule. You think your family's complicated, we'll say, right? So again, so I'll say, so what this saying is, the mother mated with a couple of different animals. So I'll say, so what happens? So a sus ben sus, ya achi parda, yochiach, sha'aser pri impri. Because we'll say, in that case, the horse is aser to mate with the mule. Umutar priyama'im. But technically speaking, the horse is permitted. You're permitted to mate the horse with its mother. And as well as remember, again, there's no halachas of like incest when it comes to animals. It doesn't schmeck right, as they say. But you understand. Good. So the Gemara says umuter priyama aim. But ultimately, again, but halacha lemaisa, the pri isn't permitted with the aim. To which the Gemara says hasam zera avu de gagarin. But say there it's different because the identity of the animal ultimately is determined by the father. To have pered ben susya achi parde yochiach, because we'll say the case of the mule, which is the son of the horse, the brother of the female mule, will be able to prove this. Why shemuter priyimpri? Because we'll say the two offspring are permitted with each other. Va'aser priyimaim, but yet ultimately again the offspring is permitted ultimately with the mother. Ella omer mar brei rabbeinu mishum deikalameimar. Because we'll say again, what we're doing is the Gemara. Just so you understand the flow of this conversation, the Gemara just started these conversations with what we call pre and pre, based on the case of Basa Bechalav. Because Basa Bechalav is a case of pre and pre. What's the pre and pre? Pre number one is Vigidi. Pre number two is the milk. Right, both are considered to be, so to speak, the fruit. Just like the fruit grows from the tree, so ultimately, again, the gdi and the milk are the peros of the mother. So the Gemara was just pointing out over here that ultimately, again, by basa b'chalav, there's an isra of the pre with the pre. Once we started this, the Gemara is just giving a bunch of other cases of pre and pre. So the Gemara says, "Ela amar mar brei drabino mishum deikal amimar eved ben shivcha." We'll say there's another case of an Eved who is the son of a Shivcha, who is the brother of an emancipated slave woman. Okay? So what's the case over here? Sha'aser pri impri, because we'll say the slave son is aser with the free daughter, umutar pri ima'im. But technically speaking, the slave son is permitted to his mother. To which the Gemara says that case is different as well. Hasam get shechruhu de kagarim. Ultimately, Gemara said because the operative piece in all of that is what? Is the get shechruhu. Because we'll say ultimately again, the case of an Eved, who is the son of a Mishukhreres, the brother of a Shivcha, will prove how so. Shemuter Priyimpri, because we'll say in that case, the offspring are permitted with each other. Va'aser Priyimaim, but ultimately again, the offspring is prohibited to the mother. Ela Amravidi Bar Avin Mishum Deikal Amimar, Kloy Zraim Yochichu. Rather, I will say, says Ravidi Bar Avin, because you could say that the case of Kloy Zraim, I will say Kloy Zraim means mixtures of seeds. Different than Klai Akerem. Klai Akerem refers to a specific mixture of grape seeds with wheat. Klai Zarim is general mixture of seeds together. Sha'aser pri impri, because I will say ultimately again, you are not permitted to mix the seeds together. This is actually very interesting. Umutar pri ima'im. But ultimately again, the seed is permitted with the aim. I will say, what's the aim in this context? The ground, the earth, very interesting. Right? The earth. So the seeds are prohibited with each other, but obviously the seeds with the aim, the seeds with the mother are permitted, because you could plant any one of those seeds individually, of course, with the mother. To which the Gemara says, Klom nasar pri and pri ela al yedea aim. But one second. Is there any possibility, ultimately, again, of asering the pre and the pre without the mother? In other words, they're both say seeds without soil are absolutely irrelevant. To which the Gemara says, Dachiti usari bekada velo misru. Because you could put wheat and barley together in a receptacle, and ultimately, again, nothing will happen. So I'll say, I can say as follows. Going back to Basar B'chalav. The reason why, ultimately, again, the pre and pre will be usher is because they're two distinct entities. Tomar, pre and ma'im, shekein guf echad. So we'll say, but ultimately, again, say that ultimately, again, the pre with the mother, which is one guf, ultimately, again, maybe will not be aser. Mishum hachi itzrichkra. So we'll say, so again, I would have thought that halacha l'maisa, since the pri and the aim can be considered ultimately again one guf by basar b'chalav, right, by the gedi in chaliv imo, that therefore again it would not be asr. Kamashon, that's not the case. The pasuk teaches me lo sevashal gedi b'chaliv imo, that even though of course there's a strong connection between the mother, ultimately again, and the milk of the mother, and the gedi, the offspring, the isr of basar b'chalav ultimately will still be there. So the Gemara goes right there, we'll say, Onavashi, minayin le basar b'chalav sha'asr b'achilav, so we'll say, here we go. So now we're finished with the pre and pre discussion, and we also now established that the pasuk of lo sevashal gedi b'chaliv imo, chaliv imo of course means what? Much more than just the mother's milk, but rather again covers all types of milk. So the Gemara says, "Vayter Amrav Ashi, minayin le basar b'chalav sha'asr b'achilav." We'll say, from where do we know that basar b'chalav is asr b'achila? So we'll say, remember again, going back for just a moment, we said before on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, on the top of Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, that what? That Hotziya Torah Isr Achila B'Lashon Bishol. That the Torah phrases the Isr Achila basar b'chalav in a Lashon Bishol, which means we'll say, the Gemara was presupposing that lo sivashel gedi b'chaliv imo, sivashel really means what? Really means what? Don't eat it. Right, don't eat it. It's just phrasing it as visual. Now the Gemara is saying, I don't know, where do you get that from? Or is maybe lo sevashal just means what? Means what? Lo sevashal, don't cook it. How do I know that there's an isra achila? See, here we go, Abba saying, Shneamar, lo sochal kol toiva. This is incredible. Because the pasuk says, do not eat any abomination. Which Abba saying means what? Kol she'te'avti lecha, harihu b'chol toch, b'val toch. So this is an amazing drasha. So the Gemara, Ravashi suggests what it means is as follows. The Chesh Baruch Hu tells us, which means anything I assert to you, anything I have said is asr, which by definition then becomes a toeva, you cannot eat. So we'll say, so this is actually very interesting. So Rav Ashi is suggesting that the pasuk of lo sochal kol soeva is a catch-all phrase. Anything that I have assert to you, by definition becomes a toeva, which means as follows. That once basar b'chalav becomes asr, it falls under this umbrella of lo sochal kol soeva, and ultimately again that teaches me my isr achila. Incredible. Ve'eini ala b'achila. It only tells me I can't eat it. B'hano minayin. So how do I know that I can't get benefits from it? Kid Rabbi Avo. Dom Rabbi Avo Amar Lozer. Komakom shene'emar lo yochal lo sochal lo sochlu echad isr achila ve'echad isr hano b'mashma. Because what it comes to teach me what? That halacha l'maisa, any times the Torah uses lashon of achila, that will say that teaches me not only is it asr b'achila, but it's also asr b'hana. So we'll say, here's what's interesting. Anytime there's an isr achila always includes isr hana, unless of course what? You know otherwise. Unless of course you are told otherwise. So for example, until the Torah goes out of its way to tell me something like it does by Nevela. But we'll say what happens by Nevela, because watch this. Because also when it comes to Nevela, Torah explicitly talks about giving it to the Ger. Ger in this context doesn't mean a convert, right? Ger means like a Ger Toshav, a resident alien. And ultimately, again, an akum. So we'll say, before we go on, I just want to point out how dramatic this is unfolding over here. So we'll say, so what's amazing about this is as follows. What we know is Torah phrases lashon or the isser of basar b'chalav in a lashon of bishol. Ravashi is coming to ask me now, how do I know that it's asr ba'achila? Ravashi advances a bombshell chiddush, which is what? Which is that halacha l'maaseh, it's actually covered under lo sochal kol to'eva. Anytime the Torah tells you can't eat something or you can't do something, it becomes a toeva. It becomes a toeva. It's an abomination. It's asr, right? Once it's asr, this is where the isr achila now comes from, right? What about the isr hana? Now we'll say step two. The Gemara now is telling, Ravashi is telling me that anytime you see an isr achila, the default is what? The default is what? That it's an isr hana as well. Unless, of course, the Torah explicitly tells you that there is no Isra Hana. What's an example of where the Torah tells you that there is no Isra Hana? Nevela. We'll say, watch this. Here we go. This is incredible. This Sanya. Lo sochul kol nevela, legera shabishirachat itnena, va'achla, o machor l'nachri. We'll say, here we go. Torah says, you shall not go ahead and eat any nevela. Right? You can't eat the nevela. We'll say, nevela is what? An animal that just drops dead. Right, it just dies. So what's this? Obviously I can't eat it. It hasn't been properly shechted. So what could I do with it? So the Torah says, here's what you do. Now give it to the ger toshav. Also remember again, a ger toshav is a non-Jew who accepts upon himself sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach. He is a part of Jewish society. He's given equal rights. He's a ger toshav. So you can give it to the ger toshav, or omachor l'nachri, or you could go ahead and sell it to an akum, sell it to an idolater. So we'll say, so first of all, again, what does that mean? That means you can get hana from it. So we'll say, here's a situation where what? There's an isra achila, but there is no isra hana. How do I know this is no isra hana? Because what the Torah is telling me, I could give it away, I could sell it. So we'll say, all I know is that what? I can go ahead and give it to the ger and sell it to the akum. Leger b'mechira minay. And I will say, how do I know that what? That I could sell it to a ger? It was an interesting question, right? Torah tells me you can give it to the ger or sell it to the akum. Okay, how do I know that I could also sell it to the ger and give it to the akum? Minay tamalomar leger titnena omachar laobed kochavim. I'm sorry, leger titnena. So the Gemara says omachar. So therefore, I will say everything in life is about where you choose to go ahead and put the commas. So the Gemara says the way you can read the pasuk is lo soch lenukol mevela leger shavish recha titnena vachla omachar. Comma. Right, omachar. So I will say teaching me that Allah lemaisa I could sell it to the ger, I could give it to the ger whatever I want. Loobed kochavim nesina minay. We'll say how do I know that I'm permitted to go ahead and give it to the obed kochavim? Tamud lomar titnena. Oh, machor l'nachri. I will say you can move that comma beautifully, right? I will say, by the way, I want to point out, these are not like games. What I want to point out to you is, the Maharal points this out. The Maharal says, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu not give us nekudos for the Torah? Ask any Bal Kore, right? How much easier would Shabbos preparation be, right? Megillah preparation be if you had nekudos, right? Maybe throwing a little bit of trup, Mam Shalom al Yisrael. But say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be able to make these drushes. There's incredible wisdom embedded in the Torah that requires us to understand. So there's dafka no nekudos, there's dafka no punctuation, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to dashen it in the right way. So watch this. So we'll say, so move the comma back, move the comma back. So the Gemara says, omachor, I'm sorry, lo overcome in the simi, naitam lor, titnena, omachor. But we'll say, so move the comma back. Lo soch lukol nevela, legera sher bisharecha, comma, and then, titnena va'achla omachor l'nachri. So we'll say, so therefore again, depending on, because I have the ability to move the punctuation, it teaches me that I could give it to the ger, sell it to the ger, I could give it to the akum, sell it to the akum. I see the Gemara says, nimsa, echad ger ve'echad ovikochavim, bein b'mechira, bein b'nesina div Rabbi Meir. So we'll say, what does this teach me? This teaches me that halacha l'maisa, halacha l'maisa, whether I'm going ahead, right, whether it's going to be a ger and ovid kochavim, I am permitted to sell it, I am permitted to give it. Dirah merib. Who this says? No. Dvar kich savan. You have to look at the pasuk literally. The ger bin esina ula ovid kochavim and mechira. So what's Rabbi Huda says? No. The halacha is you give it, you have to give it to the ger, and ultimately again you could sell it to the nachri, but not what, but you can't reverse that. So what's the fundamental machlokes? Rabbi Meir says Torah is just giving me suggestions, right? Suggestions. Give it to the ger, sell it to the nachri, to the akum. But in reality, do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. Rabbi Huda is saying no. Dvarim kichsavon. Ger, you have to give it to him. Akum, you have to sell it to him. My time is Rabbi Huda. So that's Rabbi Huda's logic. I'm Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Huda will say this. Rabbi Meir, if you're really right that it doesn't matter who you give it to, who you sell it to, lichtov rachmano, the pasuk should have been phrased as follows. Lo sochlu kol nevela, lager asher b'sharecha titnena v'achla umachar. Both say, then just go ahead and say, don't eat the nevela to the ger in your midst, titnena v'achla umachar. Give it to him to eat or sell it. O lamali. We'll say, why do I need that O? Right? Why do I need that word O? Right? And we'll say, so again, remember, that O is Lo Soh Lukon Vela Ger Shoshakti Daibachla O Machor Lanachri. We'll say Ger Nachri, we would have learned the halachas are the same. We don't usually distinguish that much. So just phrase it simpler. Why are you adding in that whole secondary phrase, O Machor Lanachri? To which the Gemara says, "O lamali, shmamina l'dvarm kich savan hu da'asa." Ultimately, the Gemara said, "The O is coming to teach me that the Torah wants you to follow the instructions as they are written." Leger ben esina ula ovid kochavim b'mechira. To teach me, I will say what? That you give it to the ger and you sell it to the akum. I have Rabbi Meir Amar Lecha. Rabbi Meir will say, no, there's a good reason why it's phrased that way. Hi O, lahaktim nesina de ger lemechir David kochavim. Rabbi Meir says, no, the Torah is coming to teach you a hierarchy. It is better to give it to the ger toshav
than it is to sell it to the Akum. There's a hierarchy here. Better to give it to the Ger Toshav, who ultimately, again, has accepted Shem Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, than even to make a profit and sell it to the Akum. Rabbi Yehuda says, that's obvious. Lahaktin nesina de ger l'mechir davik achav lo tzarech kra. So I don't need a pasuk to teach me that it's preferable to go ahead and give it to the ger rather than go ahead and sell it to the Akum. That's obvious. Why I will say. So the Gemara says, Svaruhu. What is a simple distinction? I am obligated to what? I am obligated to go ahead and sustain the ger. I am not obligated to sustain the akum. So because that, Rabbi Yehuda says, it's obvious that there's a hierarchy over here. So we'll say, fundamental achlokus between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, ultimately, again, as to how to understand the pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda passing Dvarim Kich Savon, Torah is giving me a hierarchy, an insistence on a hierarchy. Ideally, give it to the ger. If there's no ger, to give it to Ger Toshav. Remember, again, then you could sell it to the Akum. Rabbi Meir, Torah giving me suggestions, but ultimately, whatever I want to do, I have the ability to do. So we'll stop over here. I want to share with you just a short idea on Purim.